This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1970. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded February 19th, Armenia, Brazil, Chad, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Goa, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Mali, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oman, Romania, South Africa, Turkey, UAE, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Via Rusty X, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports February 10th. From December 27th to February 3rd, public radio of Armenia on 4810 was not heard even once between 15 and 19 UT. Apparently the transmissions were reduced. Only All India Radio was sounding there. Then Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria follows up that all transmissions of Voice of Armenia on 4810 have been canceled. However, some relays via Armenia continue apparently. Wolfgang Büschel notes on 9905. The Gavar relay of Adventist World Radio in the South Asian Kannada language at 1530 to 16 UT was a bottomless impudence to produce such a terrible radio signal. Terrible overmodulated audio of Radio Cairo class. That was 9905 with 10.5 kHz broadband audio during that transmission at 1546. However, another relay via Armenia, this time of Transworld Radio India, February 16th, is reported by Ivo Ivanov on 7550 after 15 UT with good reception on Saturday and Sunday, no mention of any audio problems. Our best signal on the 60-meter band from Brazil is always 4885, Rádio Clube do Pará. I was hearing it February 16th at 0702, when it was coming in even better than usual. A very hyper DJ and hyper music on a show called Madrugada. So it's not for anyone dozing off at what would the local time be? 4 a.m. I checked to be sure at timeanddate.com and found that Brazil ended daylight shifting time on February 17th. That would be equivalent to ending it in the middle of August in the Northern Hemisphere. Not a bad idea, if we have to have it at all. Anyhow, Pará stays on UT-3. It's part of the country which does not observe any daylight shifting. But the map at the website shows that roughly in the southern half of Brazil, not the eastern half, the states do observe DST. But now they're all back on normal time, some of them minus 3. The western ones minus 4 or even minus 5. This, of course, affects when you will hear certain programs, as well as what the time checks will say, notably A Voz do Brasil. The government-mandated hour weekdays should now be back at 22 UT instead of 21 on almost all stations. Concerning the issue I mentioned last week about whether Radio Bandeirantes in São Paulo has reactivated on 6090, I think we finally have the answer. Monitoring here, February 12th at midnight 5 UT, I was having a very poor signal, but I could not make it Brazuguese or Portuguese. It started out sounding more like Chinese and came in a bit stronger as the hour went on, which fits for CNR2 in Golmud, China, scheduled during that hour, close to Grey Line reception. There's one other station also scheduled on 6090. It's the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Spanish. I was hearing about the same situation the next evening, February 13th. Wolfgang Büschel was also monitoring then and found that Iran started its Spanish broadcast after an interval signal at 23:45. There had been some contradictory information about when that would start. Now, Rudolfi Grim in São Paulo State had heard Radio Bandeirantes on 6090 in the daytime, despite that station having not been on the frequency for 3 years. But it's not the real Radio Bunterantes. It's a free radio station, or Radio Livre. Daniel Williams, who's really into the Brazilian pirate radio scene, explained, "The program is officially from Radio Bandeirantes, but the transmitter is not the 10 kilowatts of Bandeirantes. It's some person in Minas Gerais state running a 30-watt transmitter." So you might hear it in Brazil, but certainly, even if it's on the air, other than in the daytime, when we've been monitoring, we would not be getting it in North America. Finally, a comment about this from Jorge Freitas in Bahia, in my translation. "No, it's definitely not Radio Bandeirantes. Unfortunately, the free radio movement in Brazil, as they like to call themselves, are abusing, with several transmissions within the broadcast and ham bands, the height of absurdity. One of them in Minas Gerais state is transmitting 30 watts on 6090 recordings of Radio Bandeirantes programming. I deeply regret this arbitrary attitude against the law, and that has embarrassed us Brazilians before the radio listening community." The Spanish service of WEWN Alabama on 12050 all day long pretty much blocks anything else except when it's not on, and that's often the case. They've been missing from both the day and the night frequency, unpredictably, 5970. February 16th at 2045, I was hearing some weak African music, surely not WEWN, but opening up 12050 for Radio Ndrasan International. That's the target broadcast, or clandestine via Ascension, on the air from 18 to 21 UT, aimed at the Lake Chad region, partly in French. José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil, was also hearing it on February 15th, before and after 20 UT in Canuri, with tribal music and light music with a sampler being used, an ID and more music. He says, optimum reception. So even if Weun was on, it may not have been a problem down there, where he's much closer to Ascension. Ron Howard in California reports, China on 6035, PBS Yunnan relaying FM 99, which started at 1139 UT, February 13th. But they were still on the air that date at 1612, with fairly good reception. 6035, of course, not to be confused with BBS Bhutan on a more limited schedule, but sometimes they collide. Whoopee, after quite a dry spell, Radio Havana Cuba resumed its FM service on the 22-meter band. February 14th, around 1430 UT, I was hearing numerous FM spurs up to 10 kHz wide out of the 13700, supposedly AM-only transmitter. The fundamental was 30 over 9, and the innermost spurs were at least 10 over 9, getting progressively weaker. I was hearing them all the way from 13445 to 14020 at intervals of approximately 65 kHz, and all include a tone F-sharp above middle C. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba, but this particular problem was gone again the next day. You never know when it will resume. Ron Howard, California, reports RNGE Radio Bata, Equatorial Guinea on 5005. February 17th, already on the air at 0501. Presume them, non-stop repetitive African pop music and singing, nicely above threshold level audio the whole time, he says, till tuned out at 0535. Unusual to have this nice level of audio and making for enjoyable listening. Last week we had news of a new target or clandestine broadcast for Eritrea, Radio Sinit, S-I-N-I-T, thanks to the World Radio TV Handbook Updater. It's a weekly broadcast, only once, 05 to 06 UT Saturdays on 9540 via France. So I took the opportunity to listen for it at my first chance, February 16th. Not surprisingly, no signal in Oklahoma, but it was audible via the software-defined receiver in Holland. I listened for most of the hour, starting at 0507UT. But it turned out no one else reported it, even though I alerted my group to this. There was talk in the Tigrinya language during the first half hour. I heard a mention of Al-Qaeda. They also played some Horn of Africa music. Switched to Arabic at 0530 with even more talk and less music, but some songs. At 5:56, they mentioned Phoenix, Arizona, and many mentions of Amerikia. It was cut off the air a bit incomplete at 05:58. I understand a little more Arabic than Tigrinya, and I was able to hear an ID going something like Huna Idat al-Watan Eritrea, which Google translates as approximately, here are the sermons of the homeland of Eritrea. Meanwhile, I tried to find out more about it and to find out what the name Sinit means. Google Translate is no help there with Tigrinya, and there's no hits in Arabic, so I tried Amharic in case there was something similar, but I got some hits, probably misleading, meaning drunkenness, seduction, or maybe stingy. The website was provided by the WRTH. It has a little bit of English in it, showing they started on December 1st, and they have podcasts of their previous programs, but there were no leads I could find as to exactly who is behind this or what their mission may be. If you want to inspect their website further, it is, as you might guess, www.radiosenate.net, and they're on facebook.com/Radio Senate with a capital R and capital S. There's another relatively new service for Eritrea we've mentioned before on 17545. It too is Saturdays only, but between 15 and 16 UT via France. It's called Sot al Somod, as WRTH Update spells it, ALSOMOOD, which is translated as Voice of Steadfastness. I at least am able to hear a carrier from this directly when hardly anything else is propagating on 16 meters except Saudi Arabia. One of these services from outside into Ethiopia is no longer heard, says Ivo Ivanov. Not for several weeks. No signal as previously scheduled and probably deleted. It is the Voice of Amara Radio via France, 17 to 18 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, 15360. Just in time, if you're hearing one of our earliest airings of this episode, an annual reminder of the broadcast for expats in New York by Radio Amrum, A-M-R-U-M, or in Frisian or Low German. It's spelled O-Umlaut, M-R-A-N-G. It's from Amrum Island in the German North Frisian Islands. Every year they have a broadcast for 1 hour on 15215 on February 21st at 16 UT, whatever the day of week that may be. And this year, of course, it is on Thursday. Expected to be transmitted, based on what's happened in previous years, 15215. Thanks to communication of the British DX Club for this reminder. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports All India Radio in English on the wrong frequency, 11745, February 11th for the 2045 to 2230 broadcast. It should have been on 11740, and since it was on 745, it collided with Al-Azam Radio from Saudi Arabia. Wolfgang Büschel says something's always wrong at All India Radio Goa Broadcast Center, the Panaji site. Another problem was being way off frequency, 11619.975, February 13th at 1217, during the 20 over 9 Tibetan service, which also had a distorted whistle tone for months. He thinks the transmitters from Switzerland there have been in use for at least 27 years. You are listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-amateur, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, number 1970. based on information from DX Listening Digest number 19-08, a non-commercial publication even before it appears, provided by the equally non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from David Rosenfeld in Toronto, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com along with this kind remark. I began listening to your program on RCI when I was a teenager, and I'm now retired. Thank you so much for a lifetime of great service to the SWL community. 73 until your next broadcast. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Filed under Korea North None, the latest frequency changes for Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan about abductions by North Korea. Stephen Wiseblood in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas was hearing 6085 instead of 7345 February 13th during the 13 to 14 UT broadcast in Japanese. And Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing it Thursday, February 14th, also on 6085 at 1330 in the middle of their English broadcast on Thursdays only. Ivo Ivanov summarizes the frequency changes which have just taken place at 13 to 14, 6085, replacing 7345, at 16 to 17, 7440, replacing 6095, also with English on Thursdays. And the other broadcast in between at 1405 to 1435 daily in Japanese, which is really a rebroadcast of Furusato no Kaze, has also moved to 6085 instead of 7295. So apparently it will no longer be colliding with itself. Another transmission via Taiwan, as I've reported previously. Last week we had news that Madagascar World Voice, as well as its sibling station KNLS Alaska, had cut certain transmissions in order to save fuel costs. However, additional changes have been noted by monitoring, but they were apparently mistakes. Notably, the English broadcasts at 18 UT of African Pathways Radio on 13670 and the repeat at 20 on 11965 on February 13th were instead carrying Arabic. But the next day, they were back in English, as I noted and as also reported by Mark Cody in Ontario. Certainly not the first occasion that MWV has somehow played the wrong language on the wrong frequency and or at the wrong time. Both shortwave frequencies of Radio Mali Bamako have been missing for months, 5995 and 9635. It's one or the other depending on day or night. However, in communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports hearing them February 3rd at 11:10 on 9635 with Cora Music via the remote receiver in the Canary Islands. He says signal and audio modulation were surprisingly good, better than I've heard from Mali for many years. In fact, their modulation used to be just barely audible. He says the audio was cut at 11:20 and the transmitter went off the air shortly afterwards. So anyhow, they may be trying to make a comeback, keep an ear on the frequencies, 5995 and 9635. Mexico's last shortwave station, Radio Educación, varying slightly around 6185, has usually been poorly received here, not far away, about 2 megameters. If the signal may be fair, but the modulation not so good. On February 15th, we got this news from our correspondent in Mexico City, Julian Santiago Diez de Bonilla. He says, in translation, since today, XEPPM, Radio Education, shortwave 6185, is testing with its old Elcom Bauer transmitter of 5 kilowatts. It seems their 10-kilowatt transmitter is out of order there in the same city. He says, I'm hearing it with a SINPO of 5. Ron Howard in California reports on Myanmar Radio 5985, February 13th at 1559 to 1604, the Wednesday-only edition of VOA Special English
about huge rocks from outer space falling from the sky more than they have in the past, a five-minute show, came through with a good signal. So he was able to still hear the program after China Radio International signed on the same frequency at 1559. He says the former time slot for this VOA show of 1540 UT is now all music programming, today with songs from movies. It happened again, UT, Sunday, February 17th at midnight, 2 on 5960. I tuned in the mighty Farty KBC via Germany with their hard rock music and detected a subaudible heterodyne indicating there was a second station on the frequency. I could only make it out when they talked for a bit instead of playing the music, and it was in German. Therefore, the voice of Turkey once again left the transmitter on past midnight UT, when it was supposed to go off before then, as the English broadcast finished. Don't know how long it lasted, but at least it was in the clear by 0100 for the giant jukebox. Uncle Eric had said the Germans were going to get with the Turks about this problem after the previous debacle, but sometimes all you can do is get away from the incompetent interferers ASAP. Radio New Zealand International has kept shifting its schedule without advance notice, so we try to keep up with it, those of us who'd like to hear it in North America, even if we have to stay up all night. Of particular note, a new frequency of 7330 from the times rounded off here, 11 to 13 UT on their north-northwest antenna for the Solomon Islands and PNG. That's the only time they had been funneling all their kilowatts in that direction rather than at least partly toward the north-northeast, where we get a much better signal. However, a further change expanded the use of 7330 on the north-northwest antenna to a five-hour span from 08 until 13 UT, degrading reception in North America. So as of February 19th, from their website, here is the schedule, the starting times for each of their AM frequencies. From 2051, 13840 all the way until 0500, 11725, 0700, 9765, but for only 1 hour, at 08 to 7330, as I was saying, and at 136115. After that, it gets rather complicated with DRM different frequencies depending on the day of the week. Voice of Nigeria has made some further changes in addition to those mentioned last week. 15120 was heard in the AM mode at a new time in Hausa, perhaps testing on February 14th at 1415 and 1500, says Ivo Ivanov, but they were off the air by 1505. It was also heard at 1425 by John Hode in the British DX Club, with good signal and modulation except for a rather loud hum at times. Later on February 14th, Wolfgang Büschel says he was hearing a wonderful English audio from Abuja at 1745 on AM 9689.920 and also at 1804 in DRM around 15120. Ivo Ivanov reports the English broadcast from Radio Sultanate of Oman 15140, actually relaying their FM 90.4, was being heard again February 15th and 17th. However, it may start late, and on certain days, the hour may be in Arabic instead. And, of course, you'll have interference from Cuba on the same channel. Wolfgang Büscher was hearing Romania's Spanish broadcasts on the 60-meter band, 4900 exactly, February 15th until 0356. Well, the listed frequencies via Galbani are 7410 and 6155. And guess what? Yes, it's a leapfrog mixing product, 1255 kilohertz apart, as also figured out by Jari Savolainen. Last week on WaveScan, there was breaking news from HFCC Tunis about the possibility that Centec would be closing down its shortwave site at Myrton, South Africa, perhaps at the end of this current season. I've made exact notes about what was said, and you can read them in DX Listening Digest 19-08 via worldofradio.com when it's published, and further discussion about this unfortunate possibility. Sudan may mix up its domestic and external services. Recently, as we've reported before, 9505 has been carrying foreign languages between 1630 and 1900, French, English, and Hausa, as heard February 17th by Ivo Ivanov. However, on February 12th, the same frequency was carrying their domestic service, Radio Omdurman, instead of Voice of Africa, and that was all in Arabic between 1630 and 1830. In our evenings, we often hear an off-frequency station in the splash from WWCR around 5939.8, and assume it's Voz Missionaria Brazil. And it may well be, as Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports to the NASA flash sheet, February 13th at midnight 56. However, a bit later, on a slightly lower frequency, 5939.6, he reports Ibra Radio, Sidaya Zindagi, via the UAE transmitter site, February 11th at 0249 in Dari. In the Minnesota DX Club, Scott Blixt reports that according to the Bulletin of the Minnesota Department of Transport, a flying magazine, they are planning on shutting down all of their non-directional beacons starting this year. There are 35 of them at Minnesota airports, and this trend may continue in other states. An ARRL press release February 14th, mainly about the centennial celebration for the WWV stations this year, says the NIST budget for these stations will remain level for fiscal 2019. With the funding suspense over, our committee is moving forward. However, I think we should still be concerned about what may happen to them in fiscal 2020. Since February 11th, WBCQ has been heard on its 90-meter band transmitter, slightly off frequency around 3264.9. We're not sure about the programming. It's been widely reported, but certainly with a very weak signal by the time it gets to Oklahoma. It appears that much of the time they are relaying WHVW, the Pirate Joe station, not parallel to other WBCQ frequencies. WTWW number 3 was active again February 17th at 1548, 23 hertz below 15810, parallel to much stronger 5085 with religious programming. Paul Walker in Laramie reports that KCRN 1120 Lyman, Colorado was finally heard on the air with their new 50-kilowatt transmitter, although at only one-quarter power at first, as of February 16th. It's daytime only, directional west. Sunrise-sunset times in February are 1345 and midnight 30 UT. Ron Howard reports the little-known clandestine for Vietnam, Radio Dap Loi Song Nui, or Vietnam Democracy Radio. It's at 1230 to 13 UT on 9670 via Taiwan. He was hearing it February 18th, and the siren jamming started already at 1227. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field activity expected to be at G1 minor geomagnetic storming levels February 28th and March 1st as a result of recurrent negative polarity coronal hole high-speed stream influences, with A and K indices peaking at 18 and 5. Also a lesser peak of 16 and 4 on February 20th. Solar flux 70, except for a dip to 68 between February 27th and March 11th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1970. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.